Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Let me give you a little bit of an example here on the complete, I don't even know what the word would be here, because you're going to hear one version of the story here on the shutdown from Joe Scarborough spiking the ball, and then a completely different version, which is, I think, reality, from Harry Enten over at CNN. So here's Scarborough saying, basically, the topic here is the government shutdown. Oh, the Republicans are getting killed on this.
72% of Americans are on Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries' side. They're actually winning this debate. Republicans can have very logical arguments about clean CRs. It just doesn't matter to most Americans. Most Americans feel the pinch of these health care costs skyrocketing. And they're blaming Republicans.
No, they don't. Because, first of all, none of that has even happened yet, because the subsidies are still in place and they don't expire for a month. I can't believe how dumb Scarborough is at sometimes. So the 72% number, a bunch of crap. Here's Harry Enten. What's happening to the president? Oh, he shut the government down. It's 3 weeks. What a terrible, terrible thing.
This shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of this shutdown.
Yeah, you know what? Keep it shut down. You're going to get your back pay. I don't care at this point. I'm so sick and tired of the left. I really am. Every Republican except for Rand Paul voted to open up the government, okay? Every Republican in the House voted to open up the government. That's why it passed. So it's the Democrats who are voting to keep it closed because they want to hold it hostage. So if there is some sort of 72% nonsense out there, it's because the American people believe the BS that Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski and all the rest of them are peddling, that this is somehow not related to Chuck Schumer. David Strom from hotair.com is here. Thank you for being patient while I thump my chest just a little bit. You wrote about this. It's infuriating the way they're trying to put the blame and try. And it's not even real, because the American people are like, yeah, I don't think the Republicans are getting the blame on this.
Well, I don't think that most Americans have actually noticed yet that the government is shut down.
They don't care.
That's actually, that's actually the most interesting thing about all of this is, for, you know, the average American, this is a non-event. There are Democratic constituencies out there who are feeling the pinch, people who are getting various subsidies out there. You know, people with EBD cards right now are starting to complain. But it's really mainly the federal employees who are feeling the pinch, and almost every single one of them votes for the Democrats. And so I would say right now, Donald Trump is in the catbird seat, and the Democrats are going to be desperately looking for a way out of this. And they're in a real tough spot, because they've painted themselves into a corner.
Well, what do you think about, because, you know, I think our side has always been very careful when it comes to this idea of getting rid of the filibuster, because this can come back to haunt you. If you're in power, you get rid of the filibuster. Then when the Democrats, who, by the way, campaign on that issue, get in power, they're going to do it for sure. So one suggestion is maybe on, you know, in a bill like this, you have some allowances for a different vote total and not the 60 vote threshold.
Some of your Republican colleagues have proposed nuking the filibuster to force the government to reopen. What do you
mean? Yeah, of course. Of course. Carve it out for that. Absolutely. We ran on that. We ran on killing the filibuster. Now we love it. You know, it's like carve it out so we can move on.
Fetterman, one of the only people kind of making sense. And, yeah. And you know, because that whole concept of carve it out and move on, we wouldn't have to deal with this crap every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting question for Republicans is how far do they want to take things? Because Donald Trump right now is using his power to, you know, exercise decision, which is basically, you know, fire people, you know, jettison certain spending programs out there. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people in the White House, not necessarily in Congress, but in the White House, who are using this as an opportunity to do things that they have wanted to do for a long time. Now, congressmen, on the other hand, are very sensitive to various constituencies, and they'd rather not have to go through this. But, you know, it's basically Donald Trump versus the Democrats, and he holds, you know, most of the high cards.
I'm at the point where I don't care if the damn government ever reopens, because yeah. I'm so sick of their games. And to your point, most of the people in this country overwhelmingly are feeling no effects of this. And if you're one that is feeling an effect, I apologize, but your anger should be directed at the Democrats, especially those who voted for the same damn thing in the spring and now are turning this into political. And if they think that they're winning it, if that's their view, if that's Joe Scarf, then let it ride. Let it go through the I don't care at this point. Let them bitch about everything. Let them hold another No Kings rally with all the people that are afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome. All the while, crime is down in the country. Inflation is down. I pay premium gas prices, and I couldn't believe how low it was to fill up my tank yesterday, and the stock market's in record highs. Terrible things going on in this country. Oh, and nobody's crossing the border. I mean, I'm pissed. I am so pissed that all these things have turned around, David. I got to tell you.
Tell me what you really feel there.
I mean, it's this whole thing. I went off on this whole thing with people right now, and it's my fault for going on Facebook. This is a mistake that I made. I try to avoid it, right? But the whole Facebook existence right now with the left is spent on this White House renovation, right? Which isn't even going to be paid for by the taxpayers. But they're so livid about anything that he does. And this comes off in No Kings, where you have people that attended these things and you stick a microphone in their face and you say, hey, why are you here? And they can't give you a damn answer. So that's kind of funny as well. This is all about TDS. There's nothing that this guy can do that they would give him credit for. Nothing.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, all of us in principle could agree that we'd like to have the system work where they use regular order to pass a separate bill for every single thing that they are going to be funding. But at the moment, we're really just having a knockdown, drag-out fight over whether Donald Trump has the right to be president or not. That's really what this is all about. You know, the Democrats are unhappy with what happened in the election, and they have determined that they are going to fight every single thing that Donald Trump does. It has nothing to do with policy. It has nothing to do with ideology, and has everything to do with hating on Donald Trump and Republicans. And so this really is derangement at a very fundamental level. You know, the irony is that the number one thing that they're complaining about, obviously, is the health care subsidies. And I guarantee you that Donald Trump wants to sit down with them and come up with some sort of at least temporary solution to this so that there isn't a price shock before the 2026 elections.
Of course. And John Thune has made that very, very, very clear. So, but what we're not going to do is have that discussion now as a condition of reopening the government. We are pledging that we will have this, and your left-wing media will hold us to it because they'll be covering it nonstop. So why would it be so horrible to have legitimate conversations, especially because we know that there are Republicans, whether they're in rural areas, people who supported Donald Trump, that may be concerned about some of this right now because it affects their quality of life with how much they're spending. But in no way, shape, or form should there be a buckle on the part of Republicans right now until this opens with the CR.
Yeah, I mean, they are looking for some way out where they can claim a victory. It's not going to be over this because Republicans want to be able to shape this in such a way that we can get out of this bind where we're having to essentially socialize health care, you know, step by step, which is, of course, exactly what Obamacare was always about. They designed it to fail, to create a system where everything got so expensive, which is where we are now.
Yeah, then they go to single payer. Right. I mean, even though the promises that were made by people like our Senator Claire McCaskill at the time is, oh, this is going to help premiums go down. By the way, here's what Senator Thune says about this.
From the very beginning of the shutdown, I've made it clear that if Democrats reopen the government, we can immediately sit down and talk about the Obamacare cliff that they've created. Instead, Democrats have wasted now 1, 2, 3 weeks, and we could have been having those discussions. They spent their time looking to be praised for fighting against President Trump when they could have been working with him and with Republicans on solving a problem that they claim to be concerned about. Mr. President, I'll say it again. Republicans are ready to go to work.
Senator Thune has made that commitment over and over and over again. So it would seem to me that that would be a pretty big story if they pass the CR, David, and we get the government reopened, and then all of a sudden the Republicans and Thune say, no, we're not going to do that. Well, they'd have something to answer for here. But the Democrats have made it. As you pointed out, this is their only strategy right now. Go against anything that Trump wants done, even when he releases hostages that have been held for more than 700 days to their families and creates at least a path for Middle East peace. I'm still a little, you know, suspicious about whether or not that's going to play out as the fact that, you know, they never do. But it really is something that they can't get on board. And the things that they say, it's like they don't even make, like on the healthcare subsidies, David. Those were temporary, and then they were temporary again, and now they're set to expire. You know, they're acting like this should have been dealt with months ago, which maybe it should have been, right? But that's not the time during a CR, you know, resolution passing a bill to keep the government open. That's not the time to have that conversation.
Oh, I guarantee you that once this particular shutdown, however they come up with a solution to it, you know, is in the rearview mirror, the Democrats actually do not want to solve this healthcare problem because of their long-term goal is, in fact, a public option. They don't want Donald Trump to be able to get through this crisis that was created by the Democrats. So they want the prices to go up. They want people to be hurt. They want to be able to run on this in the 2026 and 2020 election.
And in fairness, the healthcare issue does pull better for them, and they know that.
Yep.
So that's what you said is absolutely true. All right, Sue and I are very – this is really going to shift gears on you, but you wrote about this on hotair.com. David Strom is my guest. We're fascinated by this whole thing at the Louvre. And one of the things that I didn't know is that they closed it down, so it's still closed.
Looks incredibly easy.
A little crazy.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm just sad that I can't go in.
Just sad you can't go in.
Yeah,
because it's closed right now. And here's a worker saying, look, concerns were ignored.
Alerts have been issued for months and months by all safety and security personnel, in particular to highlight the flaws and problems we were facing daily. And in fact, management completely ignored all these alerts. And today, what we feared happened.
Well, that sounds like a lot of things where we have warning signs in this country, David Strom. And you even say maybe there's a little aspect of DEI involved here.
Yeah, well, just last year, they were out there, you know, praising themselves for hiring the first female to run the security at the Louvre. And within a year, they get, you know, probably the most embarrassing, you know, theft. I mean, this really is something out of the Pink Panther movies from the 1970s, where, you know, I mean, it wasn't even Ocean's 11. I mean, these people came in, used a saw, and came through the roof, and stole the jewels and got out within 7 minutes. And, you know, I don't know whether these are longstanding problems that go back, you know, years and decades, or whether this really is something that just, you know, is a result of this DEI hire. But what it does show is that the focus is on how things look rather than how things work. And that really is the key to DEI. You know, they want to say we have the first, you know, whether it's the first black, the first lesbian, the first female, whatever protected class they want to drop, you know, in front of us, rather than focusing on what is the result that we want to have. And the result here is a secure Louvre. I mean, we're talking about the place where, you know, the most famous artworks in the world are on display, and they couldn't keep people from coming in and 7 minutes later walking out with some of the most priceless works in the world. Yeah.
Now, you posted, when you wrote about this story, this was kind of cool, and you might be tempted to think that it's real, but somebody, Sue, put together something that says Louvre heist, or Louvre, as they like to say, heist POV released. And it's, I guess it's AI generated, but it basically gives you a pretty, it's like a 15-minute clip that kind of, or a 15-second clip that kind of shows you exactly what happened, because they climbed up the, they had the, what they call the thing, the ladder thing, the truck with the ladder, like with the basket, like fire department might use. So they go up there, they have a disc cutter, they have scooters, so they break in, they grab the stuff, they come back down the electric ladder, and they get on these little scooters, and then they're gone. Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And yeah, that was AI generated, but there are actually videos of people who were right there in the gallery watching them come in and break through the protective glass, steal the stuff, and leave. I mean, it really is amazing where you know, to think that this could happen right in front of everybody. And there was no preparation at all.
It's unbelievable.
For how
it really
to
is.
Deal with this.
And you know, you pointed out, and I think, let's repeat this because this is true. I feel the same way. You said, I have no reason to believe that women are incapable of doing such a job. Of course they can do a job if you have someone who's qualified. But in this particular case, it's pretty clear that she was not hired for having special skill sets that would meet this particular job, but for show. And the show turned out to be the one that could have been, you know, put on at the Ford's Theater. So it's just crazy. And I don't know if they seem somewhat confident. I heard some of the authorities saying that they think that they're going to get some of the stuff back. I think two pieces have been returned. But good luck. I think it's all melted down by now.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a problem with DEI. It's not that, you know, various people who might fit into those categories, you know, whether they're women or, you know, black people or Hispanics or whatever. Obviously, there's going to be the potential for people who are exceptional in those categories to do as well as people who are exceptional in, you know, the majority. The problem is if you decide we are going to hire someone from those categories, regardless of whether we find anyone, you're always going to get someone who is not as good as the optimal person there. I mean, you hire for the skills, the ability, and if they happen to be white, that's fine. If they happen to be black, that's fine. If they happen to be women, that's fine. But if you start at the point where we're, as say Biden did with Ketanji Brown Jackson, I'm going to find a black woman, you wind up with Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is just not very bright.
You know what? I think we've all grown up. I've said this in relation to her in particular. We all grow up thinking that some of the, I've gone on a rant, David, and I'm sure you have too, against the experts, because we put our trust in the experts, right? We think the experts are on a different plane. We put Supreme Court justices on that higher plane. They must be smarter than someone like me who doesn't have a law degree. And in her case, nope. In Sotomayor's case, nope. I mean, the things that they have said in open discussions during arguments in the hall of the Supreme Court have been stunningly ignorant to me at times. So yeah, they're just as dumb as some of the rest of the radicals on the left. David Strom, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Hope all is well in Minnesota.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.